Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. The breaking news is not only that Standard & Poor's, the credit rating agency, has downgraded the United States credit rating from AAA to AA+, a rating that the U.S. has held for 70 years. Not only is the downgrade now in place, but also the Obama administration, chiefly the Treasury, is pushing back, saying that this decision is flawed, that's the quote, pointing to a $2 trillion arithmetic error and a misunderstanding of baselines, that those are the quotes. There is a firefight breaking out in Washington late on Friday evening after a week of great turmoil, rout, meltdown, bloodbath were used around the world for the markets these last days, following the end of the negotiation in the United States Congress, the House, the Senate, the Republicans and Democrats, and the President signing into law on Tuesday the so-called debt deal that escaped the limits placed upon U.S. debt. Now here late in the week, S&P downgrades, the Treasury says flawed, a $2 trillion error. I am joined immediately by Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, who represents 11th Michigan, but most importantly, is a candidate for the Republican nomination for president in 2012. He is on the road in a very important state, Iowa. Congressman, thank you for joining me so quickly. First of all, your reaction to this surprising news late in the day of the downgrade and of the pushback by the Obama administration.
Well, I think we're all disheartened by the news, and I think that one of the things that came through loud and clear, John, in the Standard & Poor's statement was that somehow the democratic process was held against us. As you know, throughout a very contentious process, we struggled to meet the deadline, but in the end, after all the debates and the contentiousness was discussed, dispensed with, you saw a very large bipartisan vote for a deficit reduction deal in a two-stage process. In the statement the Standard & Poor's put out, they talk about the fact that the process was contentious, and they are using the fact that we are a free republic with the First Amendment where you can express your views politically and have your disagreements against us rather than focus on how in the end we came together to at least deal with the problem right now. So to me, I find that repugnant to the sensibilities of one who lives in a free republic that our democracy would be held against us to lower our debt rating. Secondly, I do believe there should be pushback on this, because what we have in place is, again, a two-step process with real spending reductions out of the baseline, and then I think that Moody's has to take that into account. And finally, John, I would hope that they're not using the turmoil that we're seeing out of Europe with their sovereign debt problems and their financial problems against the United States.
You mentioned Moody's and Fitch. They have not commented. S&P is the only one right now that's downgraded, so there are two major rating agencies to comment. I want to move immediately. One of those light news days, Congressman, I very much appreciate you doing this from Iowa, is that the markets were rocked all week by news in other directions having to do with the European crisis, the Eurozone crisis, also fears of recession, and we got a jobs number at 8:30 East Coast time that was not strong. It was not a disaster, but it was not strong, and it did not point to a recovery. It pointed to more slow growth and more disappointment for the joblessness in America.
You're absolutely right, John, and we saw from the numbers report some stark numbers that were buried within it. One was being the zero net temporary hires, which are an indicator of future employment. And we also saw that for the first time and the lowest number in 28 years, 58.1% of Americans are employed. Now, we all know what those numbers mean. It means that, unfortunately, the new normal is taking hold until people just realize that we have got to restructure the failed zombie banks on Wall Street to get credit flowing again to start sparking this economy. And if we do not, we're going to wind up with an entire generation doomed to stagnation at best and living in their parents' basements because they can't find jobs.
The administration said at the end of signing the bill on Tuesday, Congressman, a bill that you voted for the Boehner plan the week before, and you voted for the final deal that was signed into law, joined by more than 260 of your colleagues in the House of Representatives, a dominantly Republican vote, The president said he was going to pivot to jobs. This jobs report does not suggest that there's much the president can do. This is a situation where we are in a slow growth trajectory. How did we get into this? Is this the administration's puzzle these last 2 years? How did we get into this with them in control?
Well, obviously, they made a bad situation worse, John, by going in the exact wrong direction. Even the Dodd-Frank bill does not address the fundamental problems within the Wall Street's failed bailout banks. And what you've also seen them do is continue to grow the size of government and crush the entrepreneurial genius of the American people, the industriousness of the American people beneath big government. And the more they talk about taxes and the more they talk about spending on another stimulus bill, the more that it's going to be harder for the American people to come back. What I would again continue to focus on is tax relief, regulatory relief, a real energy strategy to utilize and marshal our domestic energy production. And you have got to restructure those banks, force them to recapitalize, debt for equity swaps, force them to have higher leverage limits so they cannot ever get in that situation again, and take the ones that are failed and break them up and put their assets in a resolution trust corp. Offer 0% tax gains over the life of anything they purchase out of there because it puts capital back in the system and they're rewarded for the risk. These will help start get the credit back down and flowing again. But this administration seems to continue to think that somehow they can save the welfare state, they can stop it from imploding around us, and they're wrong. And they refuse to address the failed banks on Wall Street because, hey, you know, they were very good to this administration in 2008.
The Senate Majority Leader has issued a statement within minutes, Congressman, and I'll read what I can. He writes that he says that the downgrade makes the case for the Democrats' plan for a, quote, balanced approach to deficit reduction. I believe what he's pointing at, and there is a further quote pointing to President Obama saying that he needs to close taxpayer-funded giveaways to billionaires, oil companies, and corporate jet owners. So the Democrats are saying this downgrade means we need to raise taxes. Do I read that correctly, Congressman?
Well, probably yes, John. They'll do anything to get their hands on people's money, except they won't give it back when they're given the corporate jets and the hedge funders' money at their birthday bashes, will they? They'll take that into their campaign coffers. The reality is this administration is dying to raise taxes to pay for its historic spending bender of the last 2 years when Democrats controlled everything. The worst thing you can do is take more of the productive economy out of the private sector and put it in the least productive area, the public sector. Now, one of the things that this administration has got to get through its ideological fog is the reality that it's not about people paying their fair share right now, because people are. It's about government stop spending its unfair share of money that it doesn't have.
Congressman Thaddeus McCotter, a candidate for the Republican nomination for the presidency, is very generous to join me from Iowa, where he is on the campaign trail. Congressman voted for the debt deal that was signed into law by the President of the United States earlier in this week. Again, the news tonight, a surprise, late in the day, as Standard & Poor's, a credit rating agency, one of three large ones that are very significant, has downgraded the U.S. debt from AAA to AA+. In a lengthy statement, Standard & Poor's has called into question the process that delivered the bill that the president signed into law on Tuesday. As the congressman says, that was the Democratic process. It went through a great deal of debate. It will again in the super committee to be put together in these next weeks. I'm John Batchelor.